Alexa O'Brien, one of the charges for which Bradley Manning was found guilty was what they called wanton publication. Could you explain the significance of this, especially with respect to military law and with regard to WikiLeaks?
Absolutely. So wanton publication, Manning was found guilty of. He faces 2 years maximum for it. Now, this particular offense has never been used in a military court-martial before. It's not tied to any existing federal violation or punitive article under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Now, what's interesting about this is oftentimes whatever witnesses testified for aiding the enemy also testified for wanton publication. And what the government, essentially their case, what it was based on, wanton publication, the release of large data sets, was essentially that WikiLeaks was not a legitimate journalistic organization. That was one of their sort of theories that propped this up. And the other one was that evidence about receipt by the enemy of intelligence could be used to show that Manning's leaks were wanton. So this is meant to prescribe disclosures of large data sets that that are made available by the internet. It's very cheap for people to publish right now. And while Manning doesn't have to be the proximate publisher, it certainly is a chill or prohibition against anyone who in the military or in the national security arena who wants to publish something, on the internet that will make the government angry.